and the option to message your therapist between sessions if anything comes up.
Rediscover possibility with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tool.
You're hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is on your heart tonight?
My husband, Jamie.
And is Jamie there with you, snuggling tonight?
He is not. He is on the road, truck driving.
Is he like a long-haul, cross-country truck driver?
Yes, he is.
That is a very hard job.
It is. He's good at it, so he likes it. He enjoys it, but I just miss him. And
my husband did that. My husband did that for years before I met him. He's still exhausted from it. He hasn't done it for years, but he just sees an 18-wheeler go by, and I can just see the exhaustion flooding over him from driving way too many hours.
Right.
When will you see your hubby again?
Honestly, don't know. Like, he left today, and he's starting a new job, so I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I will play a song, and hopefully wherever he's driving to, I hope he's able to listen to the Delilah Show and know that his sweet Sarah is missing him. What's his name?
Jamie,
you told me that. Okay. I will play a song for Jamie and all the truck drivers out there. If we bought it, they brought it.
Right. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Delilah.
Thank you for listening. Have a good night's sleep.
You too, huh? Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow. Yeah.
night in the moonlit dark. Wrap me up between your legs and arms. Ooh, I can get enough. You know you could tear me apart. Put me back together and take my heart. I never thought that I could love this hard. Ooh, I can get enough. Ooh, you got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I got my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like I love it when you do it like that. And bend your clothes up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. And we'll say
Ebony, hi.
Hi, Delilah.
How can I help you tonight?
I have a long-distance relationship, and he just left last weekend, and it seems harder every time he leaves and he comes and goes, and so I was just thinking.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
And how old is he?
He's 28.
So you're old enough to make this thing be forever if you want?
Yes, we are, and we have talked about that, and the question is just when. So right now we're both in different phases in our lives as far as education and work, and so we're trying to work towards the same goal.
So right now you can't be together.
No, not right now.
You got to know though, hon, Ebony, if this is meant to last forever, you'll get through this separation.
I hope so. I do pray that that is his will for me, because this is such a wonderful man in my life that I don't want to let go, and I do want to work.
Well, you can let go, though, if you trust in God. You can
let go, right.
and love him and be very confident that if you two are going to last a lifetime, you'll certainly last the next year or two as you work on your different, you know, goals.
Yes.
And then when you do come together, in God's time, it'll be forever.
Oh, and I can't wait for that.
Thank you.
So how was your day today? Did you have a good day? A busy day? And oh my gosh, how am I going to get everything done day? I'm glad that you are here with us at night. We are here to help you leave the day's stress behind, to play songs that soothe the heart and soothe the soul, and give you hope and inspiration. If you have found us for the first time tonight, welcome aboard. You're listening to Delilah.
Hi, this is Elton John.
Hey, this is Dua Lipa.
Hi, this is Shania Twain.
Hi,
This is Ed Sheeran.
Hey, it's Luke Combs.
This is Madonna.
This is Christina Aguilera.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
This is 106.7 Light FM.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls.
Fastest fiber internet. It's the talk of the town. In New York,
I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In 2D, say I'm in 2D. It's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say. Wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming.
I love you.
Hi, Angela. This is Delilah. What can I do for you tonight?
Hi, Delilah. I would like to make a request. There's something to take all the drama away for the evening.
All right. Tell me, Angela, what's causing so much drama in your life?
Oh, please. Anything that doesn't... What doesn't cause the drama?
So is it like a relationship problem? Is it like a work problem? Is it a family problem?
Well, it's relationship and work, but this is something to just mellow me out and take me away this evening.
Okay, I'll play the song. You go take a hot bubble bath. How's that?
That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, we'll do a little Calgon Take Me Away.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, Delilah.
But since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on us was through, I wanna hold you just for a while.
Listening to their stories, listening to people when they're ramped up and they feel like their mind's about to explode, or listening to people when they're mourning and they have no words, they can't even put words to their pain. Sometimes that is all a person needs, someone to listen, not to fix it, not to offer advice, but just to listen. I know that is hard. It is hard for me. Sometimes it's darn near impossible for me. I'm not saying put up with addictive behavior or manipulation. I am saying sometimes people need you to just listen. I heard someone say one time, God gave us two ears so we can listen twice as much, and one mouth twice as much than we talk. Something to think about. You're listening to Delilah.
Another banger. Baby, calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, it puts in my heart for lockdown, for lockdown, for lockdown. Yo, you sweet.
not tell you say I love you, no day for me yanga, oh yanga. No tell me no 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 oh 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 oh. I see this fine girl from my party, she wear yellow. Every other girl they do too much, but this girl mellow. Now in my divine situation, I go use the tell I'm mellow. Finally I find way to talk to the girl, but she know I follow. Who you gonna phone for one? When you know I phone for one? Then I start to feel a bum bum one. But she dey give me small small one. I know say she start to bust it down one one. But she feeling insecure one. Cause her friends go they come like ching gong one. Go they come like ching gong one.
There's a wonderful movie coming to theaters on October 4th called White Bird. It's our Delilah Dilemma sponsor for the evening. This is an uplifting movie that shows you and I how one act of kindness and bravery can live on forever. Helen Mirren stars as the story's main character, and she's brilliant again in this movie. If you've caught onto the movement called Choose Kindness, you'll like White Bird a whole lot. It's both emotional and inspiring and reminds us to always choose kindness when we can. The movie is in theaters starting Friday, October 4th. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma came from Don. He says, my name is Don. I've been married for 11 years to a wonderful woman. We've had 6 children together and had an overall very happy marriage. That is, until I told her my secret. And now I believe it was a mistake. You see, when I married my wife, I loved her, but I was never really totally in love with her. Up until recently, and I never thought I could fall so in love with her. When I realized how much more my feelings had grown, I had to tell her. She didn't take it very well. Now she believes I never loved her and that I tricked her into marrying me. We've been arguing constantly because of this, and it's tearing apart our family. I was trying to prove that I love her, but she refuses to see it. I came home a few days ago to an empty house. My wife had taken our children and moved out. I don't know where she is. I don't know what to do. Please help me, from a desperate man named Don. Don, I will share my words of wisdom for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Like the shadow that's by your side. I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part. 'Cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars and the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like a shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I'll love you with your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as the time turns the page,
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Don, who opened his mouth and probably didn't think it through very well and told his wife that when he married her, he wasn't really that in love with her, but he has so fallen so in love with her. And instead of taking it as a compliment, it was a knife to her heart. And now she's gone. Here's the thing, Don. She's not going to be gone forever because you have six children together and she is going to come after you to support them. So when that happens and you two begin communicating again, what I would do if I was you is get to a counselor and ask a counselor, a mediator, somebody that you can trust to help you to learn how to communicate. Because that's the key here. You say you've had a relatively happy marriage for all 11 years, but it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of intimacy, true intimacy or communication. And you're going to need some help learning how to do that and trusting one another so that you can rebuild this. And you can rebuild it, and it can be better than ever if you two are willing to break through the would have been, could have been, should have beens, and to get real and honest and communicate.
I'll smile, don't know what it takes to fool this down. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some sparks,
some sizzle into your night.
You're hearing Delilah on Light FM.
Closer. Woo! Turn the lights off.
in this place, and she shines just like a star, and I swear I know her face, I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here, I still hear her loud and clear, like she's right there in my ear, telling me that she wants to own.
New York's 106.7 Light FM. Welcome aboard, New York City. You found Delilah on the Light at Night. Have you ever noticed when you're around negative people, you become negative? I do. When I'm around people that are gossipy or that cut other people down or say cruel, unkind things, the next thing I know, I'm joining them. I'm saying things I wouldn't normally say. I'm saying catty, unkind, cutting comments. I hate that. I don't want to be around it, and I certainly don't want to become it. But it's a bad habit that I fall into when I'm around that kind of negativity. So I choose to remove myself from those situations usually and try to stay positive. I don't like being gossiped about. I don't like people saying unkind things to me or about me. So why do I participate in it? I don't know. It's a bad habit that I've tried to break. But I know when I'm around people who are backstabby or cutting or unkind or negative, I fall into that kind of behavior. And I don't like it. I don't want to do that. I don't want to say something behind someone's back that I wouldn't say to their face. I hope you don't go around saying unkind things about the people you love. It's a bad habit. And I hope that this show helps to encourage you to break that habit and instead speak words of love and encouragement. We'll be back, New York City. You're listening to Delilah.
Yeah.